Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dell Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Banks reaches second base with a double. Morin goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shandy Anst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks scores. Bulger moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to first for the out. Bulger moves to third. Two outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton is hit by the pitch. Sparn moves to second. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0 for 1 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Neiman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Aaron moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0 for 1 in the game. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sparn strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crandall moves to second. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0 for 2 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crandall scores. Bruton moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aaron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 2 in the game. Covington hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan misplays the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crandall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Neiman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neiman moves to third. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0 for 2 in the game. Drott takes first base on ball 4. Long moves to second. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Aaron. Neiman tags and scores. Long tags and moves to third. Draw tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to home to get Long. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko pinch hits for Warren Sparn. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bruton hits a pop-up towards third. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0 for 3 in the game. Shane Dienst takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shane Dienst moves to second. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Wes Covington. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko now playing left field. Don McMahon now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walls strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Touré is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Touré hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Demerit pinch runs for Frank Touré. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan bunts towards the mound. Littlefield fields it and throws to first for the out. Demerit moves to second. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kindle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Cole now playing first base. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neiman strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Del Rice pinch hits for Bill Bruton. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. One out. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Shane D'Anst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Shane D'Anst moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aaron hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzky pinch hits for Don McMahon. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Milwaukee Braves, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.